Pod Quiz 1101. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1101.
Round 1.
We have an odd one out music round this week. You're going to hear four pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, you need to identify the odd one out of those four songs.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4.
But just a pastime for you, I could never be. And I never know, girl, if I should stay or go. Cause the games that you play keep driving me away. Oh, don't love me for fun, girl. Let me be the one.
Question 5.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the odd one out of those four.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on pyramids.
Question 6.
The pyramids of Giza are located on the west bank of which river?
Question 7.
The Egyptian pyramids were originally clad in which material, which would have been polished to reflect the sun? Gold, granite, or limestone?
Question 8.
With 220 existing examples, which country is home to the greatest number of ancient pyramids?
Question 9.
Which pharaoh of the 4th dynasty of Egypt commissioned the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Question 10.
The Great Pyramid of Cholula is the largest pyramid by volume known to exist in the world today. It is located in which country?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on musical instruments. You're about to hear 5 short clips of instruments being played, and I'd just like you to tell me which instrument it is.
Question 11. Question 12. Wow. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
The fun round is transport.
Question 16.
Maglev is a technology that allows trains to travel very quickly. What is Maglev short for?
Question 17.
Louis Armstrong International Airport serves which city? Nashville, Nassau, or New Orleans?
Question 18.
The L, short for elevated, is a rapid transit system within which American city, having been in operation since 1892?
Question 19.
Indicated by special markings on the hull, what dictates the legal limits to which a ship may be loaded for specific water types and temperatures in order to safely maintain buoyancy?
Question 20.
VFR is a set of regulations under which a pilot operates an aircraft in certain weather conditions. What does VFR stand for? I shall be back in a minute and a half with the answers after the rather raucous Waylon Thornton and the Heavy Hands with Eye of the Pyramid.
Now, the answer.
Number one was Donny and Marie Osmond with I'm Leaving It All Up To You.
That's why I'm leaving it all up to you.
Number two was Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool by Little Jimmy Osmond. Number three was Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. I'm going up the rails on a crazy train. Number four was The Osmonds with Love Me For A Reason. Don't love me for fun, girl. Let me be the one. And for number five, The Odd One Out, you should have noticed that all of those songs were by people from the Osmond family, apart from number three that was Ozzy Osbourne. So that was The Odd One Out.
Round two.
Round two was on pyramids, and the answer to number six, the pyramids of Giza, are located on the west bank of the River Nile. Number seven, originally the Egyptian pyramids would have been clad in polished limestone. Number eight, the country with the greatest number of ancient pyramids is Sudan. Number nine, the pharaoh who commissioned the Great Pyramid of Giza was Khufu, also known as Cheops. And number 10, the Great Pyramid of Cholula is in Mexico.
Round three.
Round three was musical instruments, and the answer to number 11 was the oboe. Number 12 was the piano. Number 13 was the sousaphone. Number 14 was the tin whistle. And number 15 was the cajon.
Round 4.
The final round was transport, and the answer to number 16, maglev, stands for magnetic levitation. Number 17, Louis Armstrong International Airport serves New Orleans. Number 18, the L is a rapid transit system in Chicago. Number 19, that legal limit for loading ships is the load line or plimsoll line. And number 20, to a pilot, VFR stands for visual flight rules. That's it for Pod Quiz 1101. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to all those who have entered last week's prize round. There's still a few days to enter if you'd like to. I'll need to receive your answers by the 13th, please. And we have a couple of messages before we go. Happy birthday, Hattie, with love from your stepdad, Dave. And happy 12th birthday to my quiz-loving Judy Booty. Love, Mom and Dad. Speak to you next week. Bye now.